This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two more people were killed as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators took to the streets again Tuesday in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, and in several other towns. This to oppose military rule of the country since the February 1st military takeover. Myanmar security forces have since killed more than 500 civilians, according to the activist group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Three of the country's armed ethnic rebel groups, meanwhile, made a joint statement Tuesday threatening the ruling junta with retaliation if it does not stop killing protesters. On Monday, security forces killed 14 people during demonstrations in towns across the country following the deadliest weekend since the February 1st coup. Eight of the deaths that took place Monday occurred in Myanmar's main city, Yangon, while protests took place throughout the country. The United Nations says Myanmar's security forces killed at least 107 people on Saturday, the deadliest day so far of the near-daily protests. An Asian American woman was attacked by a man who repeatedly kicked her in front of witnesses who seemingly stood by and watched in New York City. This is according to surveillance footage released by the New York City Police Department. The 65-year-old woman was walking in Midtown Manhattan on Monday afternoon when a man came up to her and kicked her in the stomach, knocking her to the ground. He then stomped on her face and hurled anti-Asian sentiments at her, according to police. Footage shows him walking away afterward. The New York Police Department says there have been 33 hate crimes with an Asian victim in the city so far this year. And a report from the activist group Stop AAPI says more than 3,700 incidents have been reported since last year. The teenager who shot the widely seen video of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer charged in his death testified Tuesday that she began recording because she believed he was in pain. 18-year-old Darnella Frazier said she saw a man terrified and begging for his life. Earlier, a man who was among the onlookers shouting at Derek Chauvin to get off of Floyd said he called the U.S. emergency number 911 to report a murder after Floyd was removed by paramedics. The United States and 13 other nations issued a statement Tuesday raising shared concerns about the newly released World Health Organization report on the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19. The statement released on the U.S. State Department website, as well as the other signatories, said it was essential to express concerns that the international expert study on the source of the virus was significantly delayed and lacked access to complete original data and samples. The WHO formally released its report earlier Tuesday. It said while the report presents a comprehensive review of available data, investigators have not yet pinpointed the source of the virus. The team reported difficulties in accessing raw data, among other issues, during its visit to the city of Wuhan, China, earlier this year. The researchers had also been forced to wait days before receiving final permission by the Chinese government to enter Wuhan. The International Criminal Court upheld the convictions and a prison sentence of a former Congolese warlord on Tuesday, dismissing his lawyer's arguments that legal errors tainted his original trial. Bosco Ntaganda was sentenced to 30 years in prison after the ICC found him guilty in 2019 of 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder, rape, sexual slavery, and using child soldiers. Ntaganda commanded members of the Union of Congolese Patriots Militia who committed brutal acts during an ethnic conflict in a mineral-rich area of the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. Tanzanian police said Tuesday that 45 people were killed in a stampede last week at a public viewing of the body of late President John Magufuli. The fatalities were much higher than the five that were originally reported. Magufuli died of a heart failure on March 17th, according to the government. Opposition leaders maintain he died of complications of COVID-19. Former Vice President Samia Suluhu Hassan succeeded Magufuli. She became Tanzania's first female president. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.